You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Okay, let's get into the conversation that Skulk has been looking forward to as the 16th BRICS Summit comes to a close today under the theme Strengthening Multilateralism for Just Global Development and Security. Discussions on cryptocurrency have gained prominence among member nations, aligning with broader strategies to reduce reliance on the US dollar. As you are aware, South Africa is a member state and the idea of de-dollarizing would immensely impact relations with the United States should we subscribe to the notion. So how, you may ask, let's explore some answers with Professor Adrian Saville. He is with Gordon Institute of Business Science, or GIBS as you know it. Thank you very much, Prof, for your time this evening. Maybe let's start with as succinctly as possible, if possible, de-dollarization as a concept. What are we talking about?
Great to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity. This de-dollarization doesn't suggest what you're going to trade in as much as it suggests what you're going to not trade in, and that you'll move away from the dollar. It wouldn't be the first time in history that we've seen a global currency replaced by another. If we go back a couple of hundred years, it's the French franc, the Dutch guilder that are centered to global trade, then the British pound. In the last 100 years, the US dollar. And so it's not beyond the realms of possibility that the US dollar is replaced or possibly not replaced, but displaced, and that we would start to transact in other currencies. It's premature, to say the least, to say that, you know, we are about to go into a whole new epoch or era where the dollar falls away entirely. Almost all global trade and transactions are dollar-based. Mm-hmm. And the challenger from BRIC currencies is the Chinese yuan, but that only makes up 4.5% of global transactions. Just 4.5%.
Yeah, because it's quite interesting when you speak of what you trade in versus what you do not trade in. What would it look like as we await feedback from the various finance ministers within this block, right? What would it look like? Are we talking cryptocurrency? Are we talking about using the yen? Are we talking about, you know, the Russian currency, for instance?
So, you know, I think, you know, one of the speculations has been the creation of a BRIC currency, where you would have something, you know, you would have a currency that is essentially backed by the central banks of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and that could become a unit of global exchange in the same way that you have other multi-currencies that back, for instance, the special drawing right, or the way that the euro was originally priced under the European exchange mechanism, the euro exchange mechanism. So it wouldn't be unprecedented to have multiple currencies being a basket that creates a new currency, and we could trade in that. In turn, you know, that would require coordination of those four or five central banks. And beyond the coordination, it would also require very high institutional confidence that this new currency would be accepted in transactions. It would be backed by the central banks. It would be stable and so on. And for that to happen, you really need, you know, strong institutional frameworks established in each of the mm-hmm. of the countries that we're talking about. And as it stands, arguably the South African Reserve Bank would be the champion of that five ball. And we could quickly go down the list and find, you know, I wouldn't place remotely, similar levels of confidence in the Russian ruble.
I'd like to discuss these strong institutional frameworks. Is South Africa ready to hold its own? Should this be feasible, right? Are we ready to play in this space and actually hold our own to the benefit of her people as well?
Yeah, look, I think that's a multifaceted question. There's so many aspects of that we'd have to square up to. But, you know, if I could choose the most obvious or important one, is South Africa, or rather the South African Reserve Bank, capable of standing behind that type of arrangement without question? For, you know, I think I'm, you know, I've spoken on this matter on a number of occasions and in different forums in terms of central bank stature. The South African Reserve Bank stands amongst the best of the best globally. Strong policies, very capable implementation. Our Reserve Bank is world class. Not only is it one of the oldest central banks in the world, dating back 100 years, but the Reserve Bank is the epitome of stability, policy clarity, policy guidance, and we have a modern monetary framework and monetary policy framework. All of that would feed into, would provide a valuable, or make a valuable contribution to a multi-currency coalition if we were ever to get there.
Yeah. Prof, there's a school of thought that says the rand is political, and people cite what happened before the election and after the election, right? Are the markets ready for this kind of move? Is that a fair question?
No, it's not, which makes it a great question. You know, again, there's a, like, there's a couple of layers to that. So I'm also, you know, on record for a long time, and you know, I've suggested that the rand has been heavily undervalued. Purchasing power parity is the most obvious way to think of the fair value of a currency. And on a purchasing power parity basis, the right handle on the rand is probably you know, closer to 16 or even 15 to the US dollar. And very often when people are speaking about currency, you know, they forget that when you quote the rand, it's against another currency. Yeah. And so the dollar has been, you know, 10, 20% overvalued. And what we've seen the rand clawing back recently has in part been well-deserved or hard-earned rand strength. Let's go to 200 plus days of uninterrupted energy, very modest inflation, fantastic central bank control of South Africa's inflation environment. But in the same breath, you've got some dollar weakness that's contributing to that apparent, you know, rand strength. There's a part of the rand strength that's an illusion, and there's a part that's real. Is the South African market, you know, to really square to your question, is that are currency markets ready for South Africa to become part of a multi-country currency union, or to back another currency? I think it would be very, very early, premature. We'd be deep in the water of speculation. Okay. But, you know, what we shouldn't lose sight of is that the rand is heavily traded and very often is treated as a proxy for emerging market risk. So if this were to go down badly with global foreign exchange markets, the rand would get hit, and hit much harder than most other emerging market currencies.
Fair enough. Prof, thank you very much for your contribution this evening. Professor Adrian Saville, Professor of Economics, Finance and Strategy at Gibbs.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.